Hear from the coach first.
It's the best place in the world to play football.
This is the Pete Carroll Preview, presented by Pizza Hut. Here's your host, Steve Rabel.
Well, Pete, thanks for taking a couple of minutes. You have a short week here, and kind of unfortunately, but you have to have a short memory as well. So about what happened just a few days ago, how did practice go? How is it all coming back together again after this last week?
Well, thankfully, inside the walls here at the VMAC, these guys really care. And we came back and practiced. Wednesday was a walkthrough day for us because it's a short week, and then we got out there and ran with really good tempo on Thursday. The guys were flying on Thursday, and it's because they want to get right, and they want to get as good as we can possibly get and keep pushing this thing. We know how close we've been on everything. You know, we have so many illustrations of how this just one play here, one play there, that we've got to find, we got to generate, and then we have to generate how to finish better than we have so we can get these games and take them home with us. So everybody's really, they're battling. It was a great week of work.
Even though we all know, those of us anywhere near football for all these years, that for the older guys, even one day less to prepare and to get your body right, not necessarily get your mind right, but get your body right to play, that's it's still pretty tough on some of these guys.
Yeah, by this time, we were in the rhythms of it, you know, and the bodies have a rhythm to recovery, and you don't get it here. It's even way, you know, accentuated on the Thursday night games, which is a terrible challenge for the guys physically. But it does make a difference, but we got to overcome it and see if we can get a good ball game.
All right, what about the young guys? Let's talk about a couple of the guys who didn't play last week because of injury. Are they getting back up to speed? Guys like Darryl Taylor and Damian Lewis. You figure those guys are going to be all set and ready to go?
Both those guys practiced so far this week, and I know that Darryl in particular is really hyped and ready to go. Damian said he's playing, you know, questions asked. He's maybe a little more sore than getting through it than Darryl is, but both those guys should come back to play.
Okay, let's talk about the guys that are coming in here. They're only a one-win team, this Jacksonville team, but that win was their last game. Then they had a bye, which gives them a chance to maybe get a little bit healthier and to think about, hey, we won that last game, so we can win more football games. What do you see in this Jacksonville team coming down the line?
Yeah, these guys have played good football now, Steve. You've been around long enough to know that, you know, it doesn't always look like it seems, you know, and they had the Cardinals 19-17 at the start of the fourth quarter. They had the Bengals in trouble, and the Bengals came back and got them. They've just been close games along the way that have shown them that they have a chance. They had a really tough game with Denver. And then they had a hard-fought game, you know, right at the end. They went on the last play of the game at the Dolphins in London. And so it's because they have good football players. They've got a good, tough scheme. They've got a really good running game. With James Robinson, the running back, is a stud. And, you know, got a 1,000-yarder last year, and he's going to get it again this year. The quarterback is really getting better. You can imagine, you know, all he has had to learn. They have turned the ball over quite a bit. As soon as that goes away, they're going to be really hard to deal with. And so hopefully we can take care of the ball really well, to get it off them a couple of times, keep them in that same mode, and get a win.
The Jaguars are almost like the Seahawks Southeast. I mean, there's a number of former players, some of your former coaches who were back there.
Sure.
Is that a plus or a minus? Is it just you get to say hi to these guys and then, okay, let's go play the game?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, we know them too now, you know, we've been with it. So I don't know who has the advantage on it, but it's certainly kind of unusual that they would have that many guys and players as well from our club. So it's, you know, I see that Coach Meyer decided that was something I don't know if he tried to do it or not, but you know, he certainly did make an effort to wind up with a bunch of guys from here. So we'll see what happens. I keep saying during this week that when I like nothing more than beating the guys that I love, you know, the most. And so as sick as that may sound, I don't know. I can't tell you why that is, but it's been consistent. So I'm going with it again this week. It feels just like it. So we'll try to get these guys.
Your 2-5 record, I know it's not something that you like talking about very much, or you're certainly not used to it. What in your experience gets you and a football team over a period of time like this during a season where there's still a lot of football left to play?
Yeah, it's really the grit that you bring to it. You know, it's it starts with the passion and the willingness to persevere and hang tough through the hard stuff. But it's all kind of driven by your belief, and that's believing in one another and believing in what you're doing and believing in the program. And that winds up generating the kind of trust it takes to play together really well and count on your teammates and your partners out there. And so it's a lot more than just the football stuff, you know, This has been really challenging. This is not the way our expectations are designed. It's not the way we imagine and picture how things are going to go. And so we've had to, you know, to rebound and respond. And that's where it is. It's about that resilience, you know, and that comes again from really believing deeply so that you don't lose hope and you keep fighting.
Have you ever been in a situation, certainly not as a head coach, but as an assistant coach, been with an organization or a team, maybe even going back to high school or college, where you saw that hope lost or being lost in a football team? And have you ever learned from whatever experience that brought you?
Well, I would say this, that there's plenty of years in my history about getting our butt kicked playing for football, you know, back in the days, you know, the land of the Tigers back there, UOP, you know, we had to fight our way out of a lot of bad situations. Had to schedule, you know, to support the program. We got our tails kicked the weekend. We got a lot, you know. And so, yeah, there's plenty of, I've had plenty of training. I don't need any more of this. I really don't need any more learning what it's like to, you know, to have to bounce back. And we've run a lot of years here. We've run a lot of games and back to college too here. And so we need to get back on track. I'm not giving up one bit of hope that that's not what's going to be in this football season.
And your team is going to be the same way with you at the helm, I'm sure. Finally, before we go, another one of those big weekends at Lumen Field. Another former Seahawk going into the Ring of Honor. Going to be fun this weekend.
Yeah, how about that?
It was great seeing Matthew, and now Mike Holmgren is going in. A guy you know, this coaching fraternity is not all that big around the National Football League, but a piece of Seahawks history again going to be honored this week.
Yeah, I'm really, really glad for Mike again and his family, like we were with Matt and for our fans. You know, Mike Holmgren did an incredible job here and really kind of brought the Seahawks into this kind of new time when I was able to jump in on it and kind of follow suit, you know, and he set the thing in motion about winning and getting to the Super Bowl and winning championships and divisions and stuff like that, that made it normal for this program to be that way. You know, we're out here all by ourselves up in the Northwest, you know, there's nobody, we're so far away from the rest of the NFL, you know, and we kind of got just like a lot of our area and the people from our area, we kind of go to our own beat. And Mike was really unique and had his style and a way about him that made him a great football coach and a great leader. And we were very lucky as an organization and a fan following to have a guy like that run this program. So I'm really fired up for him. No Bay Area guy, you know, city guy, you know, and all that. It's good to keep that connection tight. Great football coach and a great guy. So really proud and happy for him.
Well, we'll keep the spot warm up there where your name is going to go here in just a few short years. We look forward to that.
All right. I don't know about all that.
Right. All right. That's the case. Yeah. Trust me when I tell you. Pete, thanks. Hey, good luck.
All right, Rips. Thanks.
Touchdown, Seahawks!
The Pete Carroll Preview on Seattle's Morning News has been brought to you by Pizza Hut. Catch the game right here on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM, your home for the Hawks.
Holy cow!